With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, the footnotes. James and Alice, how are you?
Really nervous.
I know. It's the week of our first ever live shows.
Stage spectacular, please.
I had my first anxiety dream about it the other night. I was thrashing around in bed like nobody's business.
Yeah, and what about the dream?
Oh, hey. No, honestly, I think I was just playing out every scenario that could go wrong. Like, what if no one turns up? What if we're rubbish? I mean, that's highly likely, obviously.
I think they're two of the most likely things, actually. So not so much an anxiety dream as a prophecy. But I think a lot of people can probably empathise with us on this.
I can't imagine how you must be feeling, Jamie.
Well, I think what you both forget about me is that I'm actually an award-nominated actor.
Oh.
So, you know, this is all a bit of a breeze to me.
What was this?
The role again?
I was, Alice, I don't know if you know this about me, I was nominated for Best Actor in a Leading Role at the Cheshire One Act Festival for playing Toad in Toad of Toad Hall in 1996.
This makes so much sense. Brilliant.
Alice, poop, poop.
Hang on.
I see it.
Nice. The arrogant Toad.
And that is what we call you behind your back, and now I know why.
1996, you would have been like 10?
Mm.
And you were already nominated. Did you win?
I didn't win. Oh, I was really
robbed.
Upset. I know,
who
I was
won?
Robbed. I think an old man...
Wait, was this all ages?
Yeah.
Jamie, he needed an award before he died. He was a veteran.
And also, somebody was like, who let the 10-year-old enter?
No, it was the Cheshire One Act Festival. Everyone could enter.
Everyone's welcome, famously, at the Cheshire One Act Festival.
Absolutely.
So you're used to the stage. I mean, this is nothing new to you.
Well, I haven't tread the boards in many years, but...
Shut up!
Yeah. Well, actually, now you mention it, I should also draw on some stage experience. I don't like to brag, but I was cast... because of my portly frame, in year 5, as the butcher in Oliver.
Oh my God. What did you have to say anything?
I've seen more meat on a lamb chop, Mr. Bumble.
Oh, that's very good.
Thank you.
Did you have a song?
No, just that was it. And then I scuttled off. Oh no, actually, now you mention it, I did join in the chorus of Consider Yourself, but I didn't realise the second time you sang it, you only sang it once. So I went, come! And nobody else sang along. It was awful.
I was the butler in Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat.
The butler? Oh. There is no butler.
There is a butler. In Go, Go, Joseph.
So you like play servants.
Honest folk. And you are the
working
play, like,
class.
The master of like the manor.
Well, we should channel all of that experience. And there must be some tips online on how to banish all of those bad nerves. Because sometimes butterflies can actually be good.
Absolutely. I think we should feed off our nerves. We shouldn't be paralysed by our nerves.
Ah, this is a guide. It says 9 steps to take when you're feeling nervous.
Oh, great.
Okay, great.
So the first one here, I almost want to discount. I feel like they've maybe got like 4 tips and they're like,
They're stretching them out a bit.
Exactly, let's beef it up. But 9's a bit weird anyway, isn't it? But yeah, I feel like this one...
9 lives, Alice.
9 lives.
We'll need all of them.
Oh God, we will. Do you think it'll feel like the slowest hour and a half of our lives?
It's an hour and a half.
It's an hour and a half.
No interval either.
Do people know what they've signed up for?
Well, I'm concerned that I think an hour and a half is a long time for someone just to be sat in the same seat.
As in us or the audience?
Us. I don't care about the audience.
Jamie's going to have a little walk around, you know, like people do on long-haul flights. Just going to do my exercises.
DDT, mate.
Yeah.
You've got to self-protect.
So, yeah, this first one, we can skim over, I think, because it just says breathe.
Okay.
Because we are in danger of forgetting to do that.
So deep breaths, I assume.
I guess so. because you could maybe get like dizzy and a bit like heady if you don't, you know, use that air correctly, guys.
Okay. Keep the oxygen flowing.
I mean, that feels like a filler tip if ever I've heard one.
Well, then so does this second one. Check your posture.
What?
I'm so nervous. Check your posture.
Sit up straight.
I mean, the only explanation for that is when you're feeling insecure, often we try to make ourselves appear smaller.
Oh.
In the world.
We kind of scrunch into ourselves.
It's a classic scrunching.
But I am a hunch as it is. Like, I do like to hunch.
It says so we hunch over, James.
Okay.
You're skipping ahead like you do with Rocky. Absolutely.
Do you often feel nervous in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, I think I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because you have the posture of like a 90-year-old lady that sells baskets on the side of the road.
Yeah, I do. Like, I caught myself in a window the other day. I was like, who's that? Oh my God, that's me. Like, I look like a turtle, like it's got a shell on its back. My neck like sticks out and my back's all hunched. I need to work on my posture.
Well, basically this tip's for you, James. So don't hunch, don't fold your arms, don't let your eyes fall to the floor.
That's a good thing for that, isn't it? Is it like when you put a book on your head and you balance it and you have to walk across the room? That's good for posture, isn't it?
Like at finishing schools.
Yeah exactly. Maybe we should do that in our dressing room before we perform.
Why before? We've got an hour and a half to fill. Do that for 10 minutes at the top.
I put Belinda Blinked on our heads.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Nice and lightweight. It's only about 10 pages long.
Oh, that's true.
And an e-book.
just a Kindle on our heads.
Oh, man. Right. I'm starting to realise that these 9 tips are total bullshit. So let's not dwell.
So far, they all feel like the same tip.
Well,
breathe and stand up. I mean, these are basics.
You're going to be severely disappointed by this next one. Another incredibly easy yet effective way to use your body to get your brain to relax is smile.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, that's not going to help, is it?
I'll do anything, but I'll draw the line at smiling.
It says here, it's one of the most powerful ways to not only enhance the moods of those around you, but to completely alter your mood in the process. Let's try it.
Oh, I don't really see Alice smile
more of
a
grimace than that, Al. Maybe less teeth?
I was going to say there's a lot of teeth going on.
I can't help how many teeth there are.
Just slightly fewer gum.
What are you doing?
God.
Is that your smile?
I do feel way better.
I do, because I don't look like you.
So we need to smile. Okay, next.
It'll immediately relax you. And do you feel more relaxed after that?
Yeah.
I'm like trying to do everything. Smile. Just
look a bit weird at the moment, don't we?
Jamie, you look like you've had surgery.
Thank you.
Look at those cheekbones.
I've got really, really big fat cheeks.
But you look like you've had like collagen lip implants when you do it.
God, do I smile that rarely?
Honestly, I've never seen any of the expressions around this table.
It hurts to sit straight. Is that... I should see a doctor.
I think it's because we've wedged you by the radiator. I don't think it's anything to do with your bone structure.
That might be why.
This I cannot wait to hear. So this is kind of that thing where in times of like fear or like stress, you just got to disassociate. You got to like take your mind to somewhere better and more positive.
Yeah.
So this says, remember a time when you felt really powerful.
Oh.
Oh.
Toad Hall.
I was so powerful on that stage.
It was a powerful performance, said the Cheshire Gazette.
Alice, you may mock, but it was a talk of Cheshire.
Was it really? Were there newspaper reviews?
No, but my mum said that I was really good.
I've heard differently from Wilma.
Rocky couldn't attend. Too busy writing porn, probably.
I mean, powerful. I've lifted like a heavy box.
Have you?
Oh, God.
Like, have you?
Why are you suddenly the weediest man in England?
Hunchback, that's what it's from.
Oh, God, I'm not bending my knees.
But that's when you felt powerful.
Well, I can't... When's yours?
I always feel exponentially more powerful once you two have left my house, because you kind of sap that and zap that power.
Well, we can go now, actually. These 9 things are shit.
Okay, shall I just rattle them off and we can just call bullshit? Okay, you ready?
Yeah, can we sit through them?
Yeah, okay. Accept it, don't fight it.
I've heard that before.
Is that about these 9 things?
Okay, discounting that. Ask yourself these questions. You ready?
Yeah.
What is the absolute worst case scenario?
That we destroy a brand that we've been building for 2.5 years.
Fair point. If that worst case scenario were to come true, would it be the end of the world?
No. I'd see you two less, and that can't be
Yeah, we'd all get a life back, to be fair.
In 5 years' time, would you still be hating yourself for it?
No more than he hates himself right now.
Thank you.
Would there be absolutely no lessons you could learn from it? We've not learned a single lesson.
Not I mean, I'm still reading my dad's poem to the world. I've learned nothing.
This is the question I really want you to answer, Jamie. Would it just completely annihilate your life?
Who wrote this? Did you write this?
Even Rocky wouldn't put his name to this.
Okay, I think what this has taught us is that we're not ready. I apologise to everyone who's going to be coming to our live shows.
They were free tickets though, weren't they?
I fear not.
Do you know what? I think if we're just ourselves, it'll be fine.
Do you think?
No, but they've already bought the tickets. They're paid.
This
exactly.
is true. That's
there
true.
Is no returns policy. That is your best prep.
Boom!
Done.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.